Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, to the callers. We'll catch up on Ticket Text momentarily. I'm sorry we goofed around there for a few minutes. Truly. The Bo Bichette thing is the topic.
I got nothing to say. Let's go right into
Bo. Okay, we'll just go to Andrew 97.1. Andrew, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Andrew. What's up?
Yeah, good. Something that I've been really tired of watching is the Tigers struggle to even scratch across a hit against any pitcher that has any sort of pedigree. So, to me, trading for Bo Bichette is a no-brainer because in a lot of these one-run games that the Tigers have been winning recently, those can flip in an instant.
Yes.
And so it's going to be important to get these bats as we try to make a push, not only throughout the rest of the season, but also in the playoffs. But... if you'd like, I'll actually take you a step further, and it's with a guy who is well known as AJ Hinch's chess piece, and that's Andy Ibañez. Talk about a guy who's extremely regressed against left-handed pitching. I mean, that was supposed to be his entire role on this team.
Right.
And he's now not even able to hit left-handed pitching at all. And so I'd like to go for a guy, let's say, like Brent Rooker, or maybe a guy who could go for a change of scenery is Adolis Garcia. I know he's struggled a little bit this season, but yeah. Maybe the change of scenery would help him. But beyond even looking for a change of shortstop, I also think that if we are going to make a deep run in the playoffs, we got to deal with this Andy Ibañez situation because he's just been an absolute hole. And if I have to hear Jason Benetti call him our chess piece one more time, I think I'm going
to
lose it.
Well, so. Look, I'm trying to be nice. Here's the nicest way I can put this. When I hear Benetti on a national broadcast, it's phenomenal. And I'll leave it there. Whatever this is, I don't know what to tell you.
This is...
when he's on a national, he's tremendous. And I'll leave it there. And as far as everything the caller just had to say, I don't disagree. I don't love some of the names. Look, Brent Rooker can really hit but can't play the field. Adolis Garcia, very up and down. I think the Bichette thing, shortstop, right-handed, hitter, that fits the profile. I like the expiring nature of it. That's where I would be.
And as Kenny put it, you know, you move here, it's a change of scenery. You don't have to be the man if you come to the Tigers. You can just be one of the guys. Expectation comes down a little bit, but I'm playing for a contract in the offseason, so I have a little bit of a fire, and the Tigers will get to benefit from that.
Go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys, love the show. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, there was some talk earlier about why this team won't pull the trigger on a big gun or a big name. I think the previous administration, Mr. I, he was almost 90 or however the hell old he was. He had pressure. He was an internal pressure to try and get a ring. The Illich kids, I think they're managing it more like a business.
Matt, now it kills me because now I got to defend them. Did they not go out and offer Alex Bregman a deal with more term and more money than anybody else?
Well, they did after they ate a big old crap burger on Javi Baez.
But they opted to try. I can't call them cheap. I think you're missing it here, Matt. It's not a money thing. I think if you want to blame anything, it is almost like the Iserman angle to it. There's a rigid nature to their plan. I think they are hesitant to make a big swing. Now, if they get to this trade deadline, Matt, I don't care if they have the best record in the history of baseball. You buy. You go in and you buy. You get another reliever. You get a right-handed bat. If they don't make that move at the deadline, that's criminal. But I don't think it's a money thing. Because none of the players... Look, Bo Bichette, that's not a money thing. He's an expiring player. I can't get on an organization. We took a call last week, Matty. Guy calls up about Robbie Devers. You're not taking a 10-year deal. Yeah. Guy's on the hook for $331 million. I'm not trading for that. That has nothing to do with the Ilitches. That's common sense. So, Matt, I don't want to conflate the two things. If we talk, look, if they didn't make that offer to Bregman. Look, I didn't like it, but did they or did they not blow the better part of $20 million on Alex Cobb? They did.
No, they did.
Did they sign Gleyber Torres? They did. I can't play that game.
Right. If you took Devers, you basically married him. He's here for a while.
And I'm defending them not doing it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're telling me they don't have an urgency, then it would be a lot like Brad Holmes. Yeah. I think Scott Harris and Brad Holmes, they are rigid to what their plan is. And what if it works, they're going to be heroes. And if it doesn't, they will have wasted a lot of time. I don't think the Bo Bichette thing's an all-in thing.
No, it's not.
This isn't the Padres trading for Juan Soto midstream.
No.
This isn't the Yankees acquiring Randy Johnson back in the day. This isn't that. Oh, my God, Roger Clemens is in George's box. This is not that type of move. It's an expiring player.
I remember that.
Do we still have that clip anywhere in the system?
I'm about to look for it now.
That is still one of the most disastrous broadcast moments ever. Unbelievable.
Unless Susan you were a Walden. Yankee fan.
No, it was awful as a Yankee fan who was watching it live with his dad. Awful.
You weren't excited?
Dad! Not like this. No, when I was a kid, I think I was like 13. And the Yankees, it might have been 12, the Yankees traded for Cecil Fielder. And I'll never forget it. I think the Yankees were in Anaheim to play the Angels. And my dad had gone to bed. And I'm watching the Yankees. It's a West Coast trip. And it's on MSG. And it's live while the game is going on. They traded for Cecil Fielder, who terrorized the Yankees. I did. I woke up my dad for that. I got in big trouble. My mom was pissed. I go, but we got Cecil Fielder. That did not resonate.
They woke up in a panic. Is the house on fire?
No, we just acquired 51 home runs. This is it. Oh, my God, that's disgraceful. Okay, we'll move on.
I'm just imagining little Mikey breaking into the room. But, Dad, wake up! Your mother, like, that's your son.
It was a big deal. Cecil was a good player.
That is your son right there. You deal with it. I'm going back to sleep.
When our best power hitter was Ruben Sierra. Okay, wow. We needed Cecil.
I remember Ruben Sierra.
Yeah, so do I. What a blessing. Let's go to Josh. 97-1. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Rico, how are you?
Good,
hey.
Pal.
On the Bichette topic, I would definitely do that. I think it's a good fit just for the rental aspect of it. And like you said, I don't think it would cost much. I was wondering if I could throw out a different name that I think would fit organizationally a little better.
Sure.
I know with how bad the Orioles are, they might be looking to trade. And I think Jordan Westberg would be a perfect fit for the Tigers.
If the Orioles are willing to deal him, I'm all willing to listen, but he's going to be a very, 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 very expensive piece. Because I will have to look it up, Josh, if you don't have it. How much term does he have left?
I believe he's under team control for another 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah, you're going to pay the piper on that one, Josh. I love him. I'd be all for it.
I think with the lack of any organizational third baseman in our organization, I think it would be a perfect fit. I do agree you'd probably have to give up a lot, but I think if you trade maybe one or two lower-end top 100 guys we have, I think it would be a great fit, and it would build this team a lot better.
No, and again, he's been banged up. He hadn't had a good year. You could buy low. I look at what he did last year, and you go, yeah, I could use that type of player. Again, it's another 800 OPS guy. Look, Josh, I love the creativity. I will absolutely leave it to Scott Harris and that borderline brilliant baseball staff to figure out who they want. My whole point is, Jeff Passan writes the piece. You can't get comfortable. You know, you're beating up on all these piñatas, these lousy teams in this AL. We got to be buyers. And I think that was Passan's point. And the Bo Bichette thing was an expiring player, cheap, prove-it deal. He's got the pedigree. He fits what you need. And it makes Kenny happy. Because Kenny, I don't know that I've met anyone who likes Trey Sweeney less than Kenny Cott.
No, I'm with you. Because at some point, the way they're playing – you have to start saying, we got to build a team to beat the Dodgers. We got to be able to go into L.A. if we play in that WS.
It's no different than what we talk about with, like, college in the NIL era. And forget about Michigan State. But, like, let's say you're a Michigan fan or an Ohio State fan. When you are evaluating NIL moves and where to allocate your resources, that's all trades are. Are you going to help me beat Georgia or not? If you're not capable of doing that, why the hell am I recruiting you? It's the same thing with a trade. Are you going to help me beat the Dodgers? Yes or no?
Yeah, because that's what it really boils down to. Because
oh, my
right
God.
Now,
I'm sorry.
I'm still imagining you waking up Big G.
Dude, it was big news. Cecil was a big deal.
He probably woke up thinking the house was on fire.
Oh, man. Oh, God. It's even scarier when you think that was over 30 years ago. Seriously.
How old were you?
God, I had to 13. Be, what, 12 maybe? Maybe 12? I mean, what year was this?
I could just imagine the look on his face like, Mikey, we're going to talk in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? But right now, get the hell out the room.
Get the hell out of my room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.